are listening to BensTorah.com.
Gemara Tain is Tan Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. Achim Erev Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos. Oichel V'Shaisa Kol Tzacha U'Mala Al Shulchanoi Afil Kasuda Shlomo B'Shaita. That's a Gemara, Faisa. U'Mala Al Shulchan Afil Kasuda Shlomo B'Shaita. That's Takal Alacha. Thank you. Im Chal Tisha B'Av Be'Erchah B'Shabbos or Shechal B'Shabbos and Nitra Shabbos, Eichel Basa Sheisa Yayin B'Suda Mafzekes. You can eat anything, you can eat Basa Yayin. On Shabbos, that's what he did. Afilu Kasu Shom B'Beis Malchusa. Mi Yitzach Lahafsik B'Boi Yayin. He has to stop by Shkia. Zokter Magan Avraham, Kasu D'Shloim Akol Mokom Yeshu B'Davas Nefesh. He should still sit around with a sadness. Shelo Yinag B'Simchi. He quotes a Rekeach and Shiboy Lek. Hashem say, still, it should be, you feel a seriousness on. L'chein, therefore, the Magen Avraham says, lo yeshiv besudas chaverim. You shouldn't sit together, like, you know, like they sit by shalshudas, people get together, and shu, or tish. V'im chal mila by sesham, says, suda koyde mincha. At that time, because we know that Erev Tisha B'Av already, by that time, the Gemara says there's something called the suda mafsekas, and the Gemara describes it, kilu meisa mutl b'fanam. So even though it's Shabbos and he can't be noyeg avelas, but still to go ahead and make psa simcha yaseira, to have a oinik Shabbos, to sit with friends, that you don't do. That's the Magen Avraham. The Mishabura quotes this, and then at the third line, after he quotes the Magen Avraham, he says, b'sefer p'harsha choylik al zeh. He argues on this. V'daitei d'misha raga b'chol Shabbos. Somebody's used to have every Shabbos. To sit with his friends, Miadov, and the acquaintances, people that he's good terms with. And he holds himself back. If this Shabbos, this coming Shabbos, he holds himself back from going to Tish. And he's used to going every Shabbos to Tish. So the Parsha argues, right? That's the. So Rab Tzadik in Pre Tzadik brings a Meridik Araya to the Bchor Shar. Look at 5. The Gemara in Bamitzia, Seiches Apoyalim. Seiches Apoyalim, V'amalei Lahashkim Laharev, Makam Shunogu Shalashkim Shaharev, Eina Shah, okay. Makam Shunogu Lazim. Let's say it's a Makam that you're used to giving them food. In other words, the workers get food. Right? You take care of their lunch. The sapa masika, you give him sweet things. I call kaminig amdina. Ma'aseh Rabbi Yechon ben Basya shamal ibnoi save ischar lanu poyalim. Go rent out poyalim. Halachu pasuk la mezaynus. He said he'd give him mezaynus. Ukshaba etzalav of amal ibni. Afilim atoyislam kesudas shlomo b'shaita. Even if you make for him the same lashon sudas shlomo b'shaita, lo yatzasa yedei chavas chaymain shehein bnei Avram Yitzchak v'Yanka, because they're bnei Avram Yitzchak. Rashi tells them that they ate a lot when the Malachim came. You see that Avram Zavinu is hasagas, right? When you give a reach, it's because you have good hasagas. A guy has small hasagas, he doesn't give a reachim much. Avram Avinu gave to each of the three Malachim, the three guests, each one a whole cow, a whole tongue, right? Sofrek the Gemara. Maisa Listo. In other words, you told me you call for Nina, and here Rabbi Yechim ben Masi is telling his son that... you have to give a lot. That if he said he's going to give a zaynus, it means he's going to give a lot. If it's minig medina, that's minig medina. But if he said to them, then for yidden you got to give a lot of food. When Jews, you have to give up food. Shamal benoit says kol on the pasuk mezaynus shuba etzal aviv. That once you said to them, then it's an unbelievable amount that you have to give. Shehem b'nei Avram Yitzchak v'Yankiv. Frek the Gemara, lememr the sudas of Avram Avinu adif in the Shleimah. You're telling me that Avram Avinu's sudas were bigger than Shleimah, exhibit says a pasuk. V'yi lechem Shleimah liyem echad. Shloishim kor soilet, shishim kor kemach. Asara baka brim, v'asara baka reyu, meyat soin levad ma'ayil v'tzvi, v'yach mor barbur mavusim. All kinds of animals and all kinds of chayas that we don't even know what they are, right? The seven chayas, right? We know deer, venison meat, they say, supposed to be. The other ones also some kind of and stuffed type of birds. Va'amar Guryan ben Asir Mishmei Rav Halalu. This was all Amilan Shaltvachim, right? When the Tabach makes, like Rashi says in Chumash, to catch the zuma from the food. This was not even the food. This was just to catch the junk. It was only the bottom of the pot. Elef Nashim Hayol Shlomo Kol Achatz Vasol Beisakach. Each one of his thousand wives. Shlomo Melech had unbelievable amount of food. So why are you using? Even if you say like this, even if you make Suda Shlomo Shait, it's not enough because of Avram Avinu. You see, Shlomo Melech had much bigger sudas. Zok the Gemara. My time. Let's say Zusfu Shemetz Yisrael. Yep. Zusfu Shemetz Yisrael. Ilu Gabra Avram Tziv. Ela Bakaratz Avram. Hikar Ben Bakar Rach V'Toy Avram Yidora. Ben Bakar Echad Rach Shnayim Toy Shloisha. So you see, he gave three. Okay, three carbon. Over him, Shlomo Melech had thousands and thousands of animals and this and this and that. And for the Gemara, Hasam Tlasa Turei Latlasa Gavre. Over there by Avram, all you had was three people. Three people got three cows. That means each person got a whole cow, a whole tongue. Hacha, over there by Enachanami, by Shlomo Melech, who's a lot of food, but it's Lekol Yisrael Yehuda, it's for the whole kingdom. So Enachanami was a lot of food, but you didn't get that much. You go to Rebbe's Tish, a Rebbe's Chasana, 10,000 Chassidim come, they're preparing unbelievable food, but what does the guy get at the end? A piece of kugel, that's it. What does he get? How much could he give out? You're not giving out 10,000 chickens. So Shenema Yehuda Yisrael Rabbi Kol Asher Al Yam, right? Al Yam. So what does Gemara say? The Gemara is saying is Suda Shlomo B'Shaita is not enough because Avram Avinu gave out more food. By Avram Avinu you got more food. So when you want to talk about Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbes, why do you say that you can eat Kesuda Shlomo B'Shaita? You should have said Kesuda Savram. Suda Savram was a bigger Suda. You get more food. He says the Teretz is the Gemara wants to be Meramis to us. That there's an Indian of sitting together, that Suda Shlomo, that you can eat together for carrot. That like the Bchar Shah, that Suda Shlomo Shaita, where there was more people. Shlomo Melech used to make big tishim, right? They said Divrei Chaim, I once read. Divrei Chaim used to make a tish every day. That's how he got all the chassidim, and the whole Galitzia was come out, Divrei Chaim's chassidim. How did he make the whole Galitzia? He made a tish every day. He got people to come all the time to his tish. So he won over a lot of chassidim. So upon him, Dr. Psak, that's his feet from here. So Avada, it means Al-Alacha, but it also means is this Tisha B'Av, with the whole Indian of Tisha B'Av is it's a Moyed, it's going to be a Moyed, right? There's a Moyed, it's a Moyed L'Rabbit, it will be a Moyed L'Toiv. And Shabbos is the only time you feel Olam Haba, Olam Haba, so you feel the Moyed of Tisha B'Av. And Tisha B'Av, since the whole destruction of the is sin is chinim, so Fakat, sitting together is an Indian of being Mechaz. Kach ever, I was once in a bungalow colony, and I was sitting in the Alexander Beis Medrash, like after it was Tisha B'Av Shechalias B'Shabbos, and I used to go to the Beis Medrash to learn there. So after Shkia, I went there to learn a little, you know. So they were still sitting around singing very Dveikas Dik and Nagunim, very Dveikas. So somebody showed me a few Chassidish Islam that Kach Havi Minik Chassidim. They get together and they sit this coming Shabbos. They eat, and then when they finish, they sit around singing very Dveikas Dik and Nigunim. I'm not saying, oh, see them, but that's show me from some spot. Okay. Now let's start, and that's one thing. Let's start with this interesting Shaila from the Avrinezer. Right? We know that Tisha B'Av, you have to fast. Right? Now, let's first understand that. What things are you not allowed to do on Tisha B'Av? On Tisha B'Av, you're not allowed to eat. Yankel, what else can you do?
Shoes.
Right, wear shoes and sicha, rechitza, right, hashishamita and so forth. What?
Chamei shinuyim.
Okay. What else is Tisha B'Av unique about Tisha B'Av? What?
Sheila Shalom.
What else?
Learning.
You can't learn Torah. Why is that? Avails. Oh, so that we I think maybe we spoke about last year that in Tisha B'Av there's two halachas, right? The Brisker Rav, I mean, Chasvinik says it really before. There's two halachas. There's halachas of tainus, like on Yom Kippurim, the five halachas. And then there's Hilchas Avelus, right? The Hilchas Avelus happens to incorporate four of the five inuyim. Wearing shoes is din and Avelus. Tashemita, Sicha, Rechitza is din and Avelus. So all those is is including avelus. Shaylus Shalomik said, and learning is because of avelus. An avel is not allowed to learn. Right? An avel is not allowed to learn. Therefore, on Tisha B'Av you have both halachas. You have the halachas of tainus, and you have the halachas of avelus. Some of them come from both. Okay? Now, so usually, let's say a kid doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av, a kid on the bar mitzvah. But let's say his bar mitzvah is a sarah b'av. Okay? He doesn't have to fast because he's not bar mitzvah on Tisha B'Av. So Avinez has a shayla. Listen to this shayla. Shayla. Some revit, some chmishi, like this year. Shechol b'shabbos v'nitchol macharasei. Cotton shehigdil macharasei. A kid whose bar mitzvah is on Yud Ches Tammuz or Yud Av, chayiv l'sanos olo. Is he chayiv to fast or not? Yeah, interesting shayla. What would you say? There's a kid, next week a kid becomes a mitzvah on a sarah b'av. I'm sure, I've known case. No one told me this year that I have, but sure, you know somebody that.
I have a daughter born on Tisha B'Av.
Who?
I have a daughter born on Tisha B'Av. She's 9 this year. I have a daughter born on Tisha B'Av. Born on
Tisha B'Av. No, I'm talking about a Sarah B'Av. A Sarah B'Av.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Born on a Sarah B'Av. Right, okay. On Sarah B'Av. So usually they wouldn't have to fast on their Bar Mitzvah day. But this year, their Bar Mitzvah day happens to be Tisha B'Av and Nitcha. Do they have to fast? The Shaila is, how do we view a Nitcha? Do we view it as a tashlumen for Tisha B'Av and he was potter, or do we view it as a whole different day? This year, it's not a Tisha B'Av. There's a different takana.
Asar B'Av is not a nitcha because it's a chelak of Tisha B'Av.
Why? Because Reif Shel Heichel was nisof on Asar B'Av.
And also, that would impact on the issue of Shvuach. It would also impact on Shavuot Shavuot.
Good, and a chanami. But Rav Shlomo is saying he's being mechalik between maybe Tisha B'Av and Shavuot B'Tammuz. Shavuot B'Tammuz, he says, could be here, that it's a nitcha, it's a tashlumen. But Asar B'Av, maybe this year, like Rabbi Yechanan says in Gemara, if I would have been around, I would have been misakin Asar B'Av. Now, let's, before we go into that, what Rav Shlomo is saying is, what does it mean? What was a sar ba'av? Gemara says, "Wow." So when was that? By Srishan or by Shani?
By Srishan.
By Srishan. Those psukim are by Srishan. Did that happen by Shani also? Maybe.
Or the Sreifa.
Maybe the din. That you say most of it was on a sar. Was that in both by? It was for sure in the first bias, that's what says in Pesukim. What about bias Shani? So you'd say, Avada has to be bias Shani. All those, what's Rabbi Yechanan telling us? What was Rabbi Yechanan trying to tell us? That if I would have been around, I would have been, meaning that I hold Eishah first on a Sarabav, Lamay Nafkamina. If it's Nagar, only the vice Rishon, who cares? Chayyus talk about the bias Shani. So the Gvur Sari, the Shaksayan Gvur Sari, says not so poshut. He tainas like this. He tainas that Rabbi Yechanan, that Taka the bias Shani was the was 9. It's right. What it says was 9. Elowat. What's the difference of Yechanan Ilo Yisisham? He says because the Gemara says that nowadays you really don't have to fast. Haraya, we don't fast Shavuos B'Tammuz. We fast only part of the day. We don't do all the Hei Yinuyim. We don't do all of them. We don't do all the Hei Yinuyim and Shavuos B'Tammuz. Hei Yinuyim, and we only fast the day, not at night. Because it's Tali and Ratzu Misana, Ratzu Ei Misana. Why is Tisha B'Av different? Shuhuch B'Lebat Tzaris. Because we have the Bais Rishon, Bais Sheni. So is the Turiya. So Memela, Tisha B'Av is a different type of fast. We have it as Mochumers. Zok the Gvur Sari. Maybe Rabbi Yechon was trying to say that since the first one, he would have been Misakin 10. I hold it should have been the 10. Right? The second one is 9th, so it's not Huch B'Lebat Tzaris on the same day, and therefore it doesn't have the Chumer. That's what Turiya even is Mesupik about. He says, could be, he doesn't mean to say, I would make it the 10th nowadays. And Nafka Mina would be, let's say, what Rabbi Shlomo is saying. If this year is Taka the 10th, if you're doing it because of Bayis Sheni, we first because of Bayis Sheni Batsam. Right? We first, that's what Shavas, we do Shavasim, but Thomas, not the 9th of Thomas. That's what Taisa says. So if that's so, is this year Taka what Rabbi Shlomo is saying or not? So we'll see soon.
Okay. we do that in the Shivas Betamas and not the Tisha Betamas because it would be too hard.
Right, but why do we do Shivas and not Tisha? As the Tisha says, because the Bais Sheni.
Okay. Have 3 weeks, you have 4 weeks.
Well, yeah, have 4 weeks. And the Chanami.
But they say okay. And that satisfies both of them. The Sreifa, everybody agrees, took place at the 9th.
Right.
So I think one of the Rishonim says that since it took place in the 9th,
right.
What happened on the 9th? The Heichel started to burn. It wasn't fully consumed, but it burned.
Right.
It went out of the din of a
you mean lost its Kiddush. That's a Teretz. Yeah, that's a, what the Mephal pulled in. But, so we have like, what's saying like this. We're saying either
that we push it off of Misaka as a fast day, so Klal Yisrael is a fast day. He's bar mitzvah, so he has a.
I mean, the din and so
it's Misaka as a fast day today. Whatever.
That's what Gavriel was saying, sort of, right? Shlomo is just saying maybe you can differentiate between Shivas and Betamas and Asar Bav. So let's see first. See the 7 days. Tshuva. Al L'chayr Nira Pashit Demashim Es Anan L'Machar Hu Tashlumin De Tzayim Shachal B'Shabbes. The kivin the ef shav shabbos masan bech shabbos midi the heavy oilus via the base shamai, right? The din is you can't bring makriv oilus via according to base shamai on yom tov. So what do? You bring it up on chol hamoed. The base hillel you can't be makriv oilus via on shabbos. Shemakriim via and chagiga bech shabbos. Fektais is according to Rabbi Yechon. Rabbi Yechon holds that somebody who's potter the first day, right? Somebody's potter the first day. Is put to the second day. Why? Chiger b'yom harishon, v'nispashet b'yom hasheni. Right. So the din is that he can't. That he's not makriv the next day. Why? Because he's put to the first day. Fektosis, if it comes on Shabbos, the first day, or Yom Tov according to Beis Shammai. Why is there tashlumin? If you hold it tashlumin, how you couldn't bring the first day? And for tosis, tirtzu kahikshu tosis reish chagiga dalo chazi v'rishon lochazi. V'tirtzu the b'shabbes kiven the gavur chazi ve'ena yochel akmanei isa choshev chazi berishin ve'im kein nucha loyme kavasa benidin didon. Tois is mechalik between the gavur is not roi or the zman is not roi. If the gavur is not chazi, there's no tashlumin. If the zman is not roi, then there is tashlumin. So over here, why isn't roi to do a tainus? Because Shabbos, that's called zman. Zman you can make up the next day. That's how he starts off. Because he would understand it as tashlumin, but he asked the Turi Evan. It's a little long to do it inside. The Turi Evan asks a question, the following question, that later on in the Gemara in Daf Tes, the Gemara talks about a nazir that's bringing a carbon for his naziris, and the din is that he can't bring he has 7 days of taira, and he brings the carbon the next day. If he becomes tummy again in that time, he only brings one carbon. It's only if he gets tummy the day that he can bring the carbon, because that's a new Naziris, he just didn't bring his carbon yet. What happens if he becomes tummy at night? Comes tummy at night, since he can't bring a carbon, right? So it's not right to bring a carbon yet. The Gemara tzushdals it to tashlumin. In fact, the Tuyevin, according to Taisif, if the whole problem is Zman, the whole problem is Zman, in other words, because Zman is not called loy chazi, only the gavra. Over here, it's chazi, except the gavra is chazi, just you can't bring it at night. So what's the difference? That's the Turi Evan's kasha. So he brings a noida b'sharim. He brings this a few times, and he's mefal, but it's a very shver svara. The noida b'sharim tain is that the reason, it's only Shabbos that's called chazi. Why? Because Shabbos, even though you can't bring karbonis, oilus riyah, oilus chagiga, but you can bring carbon sibur. You can bring carbon tzibur. Masha'in king laili, you can't bring anything. That's what he's mefalpel in. So he says, okay, so Shabbos is right for something. So it's right for tainus chalayim, he says. Shabbos, you can have a tainus chalayim. What about a velus? An oval b'toch shiva could be an oval. He's at least no dvarim shiva. He's mefalpel in that. I think that's a shver to say pshat. I think as far as the two heavens kashi, it can be mechag very simple. We've done this before. Taisis asks a kasha in Kiddushin. I don't want to bring that because we're familiar with this. Taisis asks a kasha in Kiddushin that why isn't Mila called as man grama? Because you're not mal belaila. You don't do Mila belaila. That's Taisis's kasha. In other words, Laila is called as man, it should be called as man grama. So that's what Taisis So the Tosfos answers in a Chanami. We're going with the man, the Amar, that Mila's Noig Belayla. When you need a pasuk for a woman's part of maling her son, it's a mitzvah seishas man grama because you don't mal Belayla. So Tosfos says, no, we're going with the man that you could mal Belayla. Frank the Marid, even if you hold you could do Belayla, but you can't do on Shabbos. Shaloi bizmano, after the 8th day, you can't mal on Shabbos. Why is that called as man grama? So if the simple terence of Kivega says, Laila is not the same thing as Shabbos. The Laila is not called a Zman that you could go ahead and mal. The Zman is not. Shabbos is not that the Zman is not the right Zman. It's an issa to do it. It's not the pshat you can't do the mitzvah. Somebody would do the mitzvah, Kivega says, we're not going with the mitzvah of Avera, Yavod Lamahani, whatever, but the mitzvah is a mitzvah. The mitzvah is there on Shabbos. And at night time, there's no way of being mekayim the mitzvah. Why do you have a mitzvah to mal the skit tomorrow? Just like I have a mitzvah now to eat matzah and Pesach. But lemaisa, it's only during the day. Mashenken Shabbos, if you hold a goy, is kosher mila. If he does on Shabbos, so it's a kosher mila. I forget. I asked that. Why don't you like a goy to do it on Shabbos? But whatever, that's the difference. So
if you mal at night,
you'd have to do a tafas on bris. Lalach, okay, those who hold it's for different reasons, but you're not yoitza. So that means like this. What Tosfos means, Shabbos is not called chazi because if you bring a carbon on Yom Tov, on Shabbos, you yoitza. It is a zman of bringing carbon, you just can't do it. Laila is not the zman, but Yom is. All you need to, what Tosfos means to say is, the mitzvah is on you right now. You can't do it because of an issa. At night, the reason you can't do it is not because of issa, because it's not called. So now, how do we view Tainus on Shabbos? L'chayra, the Pshat is, it's not Pshat only because it's an Issa to fast. Pshat is, there's no din of Tainus on Shabbos. If somebody would fast, let's say, Tainus Choloim this coming Shabbos, would you tell me he's potter from fasting tomorrow because he fasted on Shabbos? It's hard to imagine that's true.
It's not an equal Tainus.
It's not 24 hours. Right. Like we've said, our Sameach, you need a 24. L'chayim pshat is Shabbos, can't do it. But this is the Mahalach Avinu Nezer goes with. So look in the test. Shuv Re'isi. So Pshoim was Mechavim to this Rajma. Shuv Re'isi, B'tshuvah Sarajma. Chelak Alf, V'zeh L'shoinah. Ma she'sha'alta B'tishabov, she'chal li'es B'Shabbos, Mahu B'tasha Shemita. They asked the this Shabbos, are you allowed to have marital relations? Are you allowed to have Tasha Shemita? Shuvah, Nir Ni, she'ein noyig ba shum avelus. Dar minin, mala al shulchana kasuda shloime b'shaita. Da avelus yeshona shiny. In other words, even though you have avelus, if avel on Shabbos can't have tasha shemita, but that's avela chadasha. Avelus yeshona, we find coolers in avela yeshona. The kol shkein, shloime, de legamri akru mitshi. They removed it from chi, V'okmu asiri, and they put on asiri. Umi ikara hayoroi lekavai bech asiri kedi isa hasam ad kan l'shoina. You hear? He's saying what Mamash Rav Shlomo said, that this year we fast asar b'av because there's something about asar b'av. Midvarav nishma she'ein asir mitzat tashlumin the legami akru mitchi. This year it's asir b'av. He says, ach, but the problem is we don't hold that way. That we could say it's tashumin. In a Chanami, the Rajba says clear that this year is a new, let's call it legal holiday, called the Asar B'av. But that's because he holds there's no tashumita, but we hold that there is. That's what he comes out. So the Avneza says that a Sfardi Bachar doesn't have to, Asfardi Bacha has to fast. Ashkenazic Bacha doesn't have to fast. That's basically what he's passing, except he didn't write for Sfardim, so he didn't write that. Right? But for Ashkenazim, he wrote that they're potter. That's the Avinezer's psak. Okay. Now, what is this with Tashemita? Let's look at 8. Rush, Tesefta. Chalias, Betishma, Shabbos. Eicholodim called Sachamal, Shachar, Fiksu, Shlom, Beshaita. The Gemara really quotes it, Beshaita. Ve'eino menea atzakulim, I guess that's the lotion of the Tosefta, that's what he's quoting it. Eino menea ma'atzma klum. Kloimar, she'eino nimna merechitza, sicha, tashemita, ve'ein tzoch linug dvam shumitzina. So Rosh says, well, the Rosh says there's no is of tashamita. Rabbeinu Meir, the Maram Wittenberg, kosov b'hilchas avela, sometimes he calls it hilchas smachas, shaloi kosov Rabbeinu Yitzchak mevina, mevayna, the tishuv of shchalas b'shabbes, afa pishanu doichin oisa ad lamacha, oisa yoyim osu b'tasha shemita. Midi de hevi koiva meisim regal. He had a tzushdel. He says, well, let's say Rachman son, a person, is koiva meisim regal. And we know there's no Avelis Beregel, right? Shiva starts after Yom Tov, or in the Chutzarts, we count the last day as one of the Shiva, right? Sh'anu Deichen Aves HaRegel, Vafil Achi Noyeg Dvarim Shemitzina Beregel. Dvarim Shemitzina is Noyeg Beregel, right? We know that. Is that a fact? The Gemara Ksubis, exactly. Very good. Im Kein Hachi Nami, Yanko. Nachas. Im kein hachi nami gabe Shabbos zu gabe Tisha B'av hu keregel va'asa b'tasha shemita. Not as part of Shiva. It's correct. Just like you're your mace. That's the Gemara says. Sudim afsekas is mace mutal b'fon of his anointing. So here's the mace. Tisha B'av is the mace. The kvura. It's also an avelus. So, but you can't be noig avelus on Shabbos. Therefore, you.
I mean, this chiluk doesn't hold. If this is the reason, because the whole reason here is also the avelus starts on Tisha B'av, and on the 10th we do the fasting, so it has nothing to do with.
I mean, one's avelus and one. Is,
yeah. One's,
very good. The Tisha B'av avel shaychi adadikam reb chista per kam de tainis ad kan loisha mayri. Hadava yotz zok the Rosh. Hadava yotz mipi Mary a kodesh. V'kol adas Yisrael yaso isoi. Kedai hu beisel kein lo abed alav oina achas b'shabes. Afa pishiyeshi lahoshev the tishah b'av avelus chalukah become a dvarim. I don't want. He goes into horichas, but basically it's machar between avelus yeshana and avelus chadasha. That by the din of regel, that's avelus chadasha. You're more machmer. The Gemara says certain chalukim avelus yeshana. We're not so machmer. Okay, so, but Lamaisa, what's the halacha? So let's take a look. It's 9. Zokta v'machaber. Imchal tisha ba b'shabes. Muta b'kulun afilu b'tasha mita. Haga zokta ma. V'yesh oisem tasha shemita. V'chein noyegin. So b'nei Ashkenaz, that's what he said. B'nei Ashkenaz v'chein noyegin. That's the tour. And we all like the Maram Wittenberg. That the Maram Wittenberg says that we know Dvarim Shebitzin. Now, let's skip over to 11. Let's talk about this. What would you say to this? Let's skip to 11 first. The Rambam Hilchas Tainus. B'mei Dvarim Murim Sha'achal Erev Tisha B'av HaChatzos Avim Sa'ad Koyim HaChatzos. And let's talk about Sudim. Once he does the Sudim HaPsekas, he can't eat afterwards. Aval Im Sa'ad Koyim HaChatzos Avim Shu Mavs B'av HaChatzos. Yeah. V'erev Tisha B'av Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. Oicha V'Sheisa Kol Tzorcha. If this Shabbos was the 8th of Av, so vada he can have Tasha Shemitah. V'chein Tisha B'atzah Shechal Yishav Einu Mechasa Klum. So the Pashas of the Rambam is Mashma that everything is Mutter. The Pashas of the Rambam is Mashma that Tasha Shemitah is Mutter, just like the Mechaba said. Mechaba doesn't bring this Rambam. But it's Mashma Pashas that Einu Mechasa Klum. Nothing. Just like on Tisha B'av, which is on Sunday, so Ches B'av Shabbos is Mutta Tashmita, so too Tisha B'av Shkali is Shabbos.
If the Rav Shemitzin is Nayig according to Ramah,
yeah.
So what's the chiluk between Tashmita Shabbita and you could have Shalashiris, you could have wine, you could have whatever.
No, because that's already available. That's what we said, Avelis B'Pahes.
No, you're sitting at home.
No, one house. Second. Wine in this is not also Avelis. That's the point. Well, Avul can have wine and meat. So the cat used to drink a lot of wine and the.
So why is Basar?
Basar is not also to only to Noine, not to Avul.
Basar the Yain also doing on Tisha B'Av.
Basar Yain on Tisha B'Av?
Because
he can't eat.
Erev Tisha B'Av. Why is it also?
Because he's a Noine. A Noine.
Erev Tisha B'Av.
Anointing.
So therefore, why are you able to have.
No, but you're not anointing on Tisha B'Av. On Tisha B'Av, you're not anointing anymore. The oinein is also the boss of a yain. by Siddur Mafsekes. Minhag, we have a minhag not to eat from 9 days, but the those are minhagim that evolve with. But the din is only Siddur Mafsekes, like a noinim. I said yesterday to Briskerov. Briskerov said if you have to make kiddush havdalah on Sunday, that's a person sick. He can make Briskerov time. He can make havdalah on wine. Why? There's no reason to drink wine on Tisha B'Av. This is the fast, but he's not fasting. It's only Erev Tisha B'Av is also. Like last night, you made havdalah.
Yeah.
Did you drink wine?
I did not have a cup, so I drank.
So you drank it. Okay, fine. Why? It's a minig. It's a minig, but it doesn't. It's the same thing. The risk of time. If you make havdalah on Tisha B'Av, you could drink wine. Oh, the oil was not knowing that way. Oil was not knowing that way. Okay, so let's see. Look in 12 now. The only thing is like this. Yehuda mentioned it's a Gemara. Where's the Gemara? The Gemara says in Ksubis that a chosin, if Rachmana Tzlan, one of his parents was nifter. You know the story with Rav Moshe Feinstein? Everybody knows the story? Yeah. Rav Moshe Feinstein, they were learning the sugi once. The sugi. So Bachar said, what do we have to learn? Rav Moshe was really going to the sugi, chos shemes, and this and that, you know, if he's allowed to get married. So one Bachar, like, complained to the other one, you know, what are we putting so much time in such a sugya? When is Levin Nageya? Rav Moshe got very upset at him. He says, you have to learn, everything is Nageya. And years later, when the guy got married, it happened to him.
Right. It was a pioneer hotel.
What?
It was the pioneer hotel. It was the Gartenberg family.
Yeah, it was the Gartenberg family. All right.
I don't know if the same kid had with it.
Interesting. All right, so anyway, so Gemara says over there that the din is that the guy, because the chasen is ready, so you make him do bias mitzvah, right? Then he's like shivas yamei mishta, and afterwards shivas yamei veils. But in the shivas yamei mishta, he doesn't have tasha shemitah. So Gemara says, oh, Messiah led that varm shemitzin is like beregel. Right? The Rambam holds not that way. Right? Akoivas mesa besuch regel, lo chalo lava veilus, klal. Ve'einan noyeg avelus beregel el acharegel. Maschel limna shiva noyeg ben kol devi avelus. Ram says lo chol olav avelus klal. So the Kesef Mishnah Tak says, what do you mean? The Kesef Mishnah brings Rishonim, but the Gemara says not that way. So the Kesef, basically they say he has a different girsa in the Gemara. Basically that the Rambam said the Gemara said Mesaile that if you're an oval on Shabbos and they made a chosin for whatever reason like Shabbos. But stam on regel, there is no din of dvarim shebitzinah. Rambam doesn't hold to that. So then in Tisha B'Av, so why should it be better than a regel? Regel is no dvarim shebitzinah, so Shabbos Tisha B'Av should also, because it's not part of Shiva. It's like the pshat is you're looking at it like a regel. The thing is, the Rambam Machaba holds not that way. Machaba paskins and uchas chombayim. Zesha marnu, shakoyve mesu beregel. Lo chala lava veilus hani mila dvarm shubfeser al dvarm shubitzina noigal. So we have three sheet to say. We have the Ramah that holds next Shabbos is also. We have the Rambam that holds completely mutter, but that's the Rambam shitasa that holds even by regal. And the Machaber holds a regal is maser, but this Shabbos Tisha B'Av is mutter. So zicha mashva that the pshat is according to the Machaber, like Rav Shlomo said or like Gavriel said, that this year there's no asar Tisha B'Av, there's asar B'Av. There's nothing knowing. In fact, some he mentioned before, let's take a look at 14. Im chal Tisha B'Av b'yom rishon, like this year. B'Shabbos, this year. V'nitcha l'acha Shabbos, muta b'shtei Shabbosis. Now, if Tisha B'Av would be chal Thursday, Friday, let's say it would be shaykh to be chal Friday, it's not. So you'd be also the whole week. No, Sfaradim hold, don't hold of 9 days. Sfaradim hold of Shavu Shechalbay. This year there's no Shavu Chalba. Why? Because it's Sunday. Aye, but it's Shabbos. Teretz is not Shabbos. It's Sunday. That's the Pashim Shad. Mutter b'shtei Shabbosis. That's what the Mechaber passes. In other words, it's not called Tisha B'Av. Now, we though hold that it is Noyik. So that's the Shaila. Magen Avraham says, the din is like this. A Yoledes, she gave birth, and Tisha B'Av is during the 7 days after she was Yoledes. But she gave birth, Gimelov, Daladov, Bezov, she doesn't have to fast on Tisha B'Av. It's within a week. Let's say she gave birth yesterday. Does she have to fast next Sunday? So Shteit Marshal that she has to. It brings a choice Marshal, she has to. she was potter on Shabbos, it would have been. Okay, so there you could say is she wasn't potter, she was chayev, she just can't do it physically. That's what you have to say. If you say that it's like a tashlum, the way the Avin and Eiz understands it. Okay, but we could say like this. I think, let's take a look. According to this, in other words, the Avin and Eiz's understanding is we who hold that there is a Ashkenazim, that hold that there's an Issa of Tashu Shemita, that means Tisha B'Av is Chal this year, except you make it up. Okay, so Gavriel really asked, what do you mean you make, what do you mean it's Chal? What is it Chal for? Dvarim Shebetzina. Yeah, but not the Tainus, it's only the Avelis. So Avanez in one place is like sort of bother with that. Now, so let's understand this. What about Rechitza, this Shabbos? Is one allowed, an oven is not allowed to wash himself with warm water. Right? Cold water is allowed to do pun of Yad Rak. No, it's mitzad the tainus, you're not allowed to put your finger in water. But an oval could put it, can't wash with can wash with cold water, pun of Yad, but not hot water or full cold shower. So this Shabbos, can you take some people take from the urn, they mix up some water with it and they wash themselves. They like to have warm water. Are you allowed to do it this Shabbos? So take a look at the Minchas Chinuch. Near Poshet, the Adalidi Nuyim B'Tishbav, Chutz Meshasur Metam Avelis, Kimuvu B'Shas Kol Mitzvah Noigim Be'Ovel Noigim B'Tishbav, V'Adalidi Nuyim Anal Asum Gam Kein Be'Ovel, the Adalidi Nuyim, not Achil Shasir, Mekom Akum Asum Gam Kein Tishbav, the Hishu Atainas Yom Kippurim, V'Zevi B'Chal Inu Kim Yom Kippurim, the Eina Tam Mishum Ovel, Rakevi B'Chal Inuyim, Varaya, no, it's like this. Why can't you stick your finger in cold water on Tisha B'Av? Not because an oval is allowed to wash part of Yad Raglav in cold water. The reason we can't do it on Tisha B'Av is because of the tainus. Oh. Varaya, the machmas avelis, mutalichas part of Yad Raglav, b'tzayin, k'mavur, b'gemara, u'be yeradeo, b'tisha B'Av, asa, afil lo'ishin etzba b'mayim. This mamshin briskur azor. Ki chutz metam avelis, atam machmas inui. V'chazal hishvu zeh, meaning Tisha B'Av, liyem ekipurim. Ulefikach be'im chal Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos, de nitcha acha Shabbos, de yei shitus barachayim, v'chein pasak arma b'shukhanoch, de b'Shabbos noigim dvarm shumitzina, v'ashkenazim noigim kein, u'moichim b'mishoy l'chlitvo b'Shabbos zeh. They don't allow, mikol mokum, lo nishma v'lo nira, mi shiyachme shelo lichot pona v'yodo. You ever see someone not washing their face this Shabbos? Kiminoga Tomid, the Teretz is, because that's tainus, and there's no tainus on Shabbos. Ela poshet kol shu machmas a tainus kagoin achila shasiya rechitzas yadayim ponav kiven the tainus nitcha mekol v'kol kiven the oichel v'shoisim imken mutal lichot. You can't have a, it's not called a tainus. He says ach rechitzas kol aguv. Or sikha, let's say you have something, you rub yourself with some kind of oil that's mutter rub on Shabbos. Right? So, or underarm deodorant. Right? He says that the Ubetish above, mitam avelis gamkein, ulashita zu din avelis non nitchemakoima, v'noig betzina, you can't wash yourself with hot water. You can't do sikha. Avamach masa inui, kimo yom kippur, nitcha mekokim, v'nachila nitcha kov. Zeh posha. Mishnah Berurah, Mutter Bekulin Afilu, Dha Isa Bebraisa, Umayla Al Shulchan Aveinu, Menei Atzo Dava, Vayei Shaisa Usfir, Dhevi Shabbos, Ukem Vemes Regal, Dhanoi Bereg, Dvam Shul, Ulfi Zeh, Osur Gamken Lichotz Yodah Becham, and Shigam Zeh Kori Tzina. Mishnah Berurah, Taka Pasuk, this Shabbos can't wash up with hot water. So good. So now, we see that they take this Isa very seriously. So what about to learn?
What is the difference between
No, chamin is only asr. By avol, they asked soinin, they asked chamin, but not soinin. That's the din. We're not going into why right now. Okay, so what about to learn this Shabbos?
When?
Shabbos.
The whole Shabbos? Or just.
Tashish Mit is also the whole Shabbos. What's the difference? You can't learn the whole Tisha B'Av. So, according to this, you shouldn't be able to learn on this Shabbos.
But what's the reason
It's a velus. That's a din. An avol is not allowed to learn on Shabbos. Avil can learn on Shabbos. That's the din. Avil Rachman Tzlan. To have a shir, let's say you have a shir kavua. Right? I have a minchas chinuch in the afternoon. Can I? So I always assume that you could. I saw Yoshua says to Mevatla, but to me it's very hard to. First of all, he says, unless it's going to cause bittel Torah, that's up to you. I don't know. But Pashas, it's available for Hesia. I mean, when I was an overlord lane for, you know, for my parents, whatever, I asked for a fiver, but I said, Fonzie, you have to give a share. You have to give a share, otherwise it's available for Hesia. It's hard to imagine to mevatel a share this. But for the
Ashers,
I think.
What? Learning in your house alone, however, is that advantage of
the. Yeah, so to stand to learn. So let's take a look. Look in 17. Shulchan Aruch Chaim, right? 17. Hagah. Nagu shlo lilma be'erv tisha b'chatzesah. Ki yadua, the Ramah says you're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av. Hey, Shver Halacha, brings it from Mishainim. It's not clear what that Isser is, where does it come from, why it says, but that's what the Ramah says. You know the famous story with the Beis Halevi. We once met a maskil, and the maskil said, the problem with you from a Rabbanim is you're always machmas. So basically, I said, what are you talking about? I'm one of the biggest mekilim in this dar. You see, he gave him off a list of like 10 coolers. So one of the coolers was, the Ramah says, you're not allowed to learn Erev Tisha B'Av, and I say, I'm mekil, you're allowed to learn Tisha B'Av. He gave him a whole list of coolers like that. So the Ramah holds not. Ki im bedvar ma'mutar b'tisha B'Av. Ulechein zog the Ramah, im chal b'shabes, Erev Tisha B'Av chal, Ein oimim pirkei avos. It's mashu if Tisha B'Av chal b'shabes even. It's not mechalik. No, it's mashu in the Ramah. All it's also is pirkei avos. According to this, it should be also learned the whole day. That's the din with an oinen. Avol on regal. If Brachmat son he buried his mace regal, he's not going to learn. Only dvarim that they asked Rav Yashiv wants as an avol that allowed to learn hilchas. You know, velas. Or he's mechuyev to learn. Right, he's a pashy, he's mechuyev to learn. I'm trying to say heter. You're mechuyev to still learn. You're mechuyev to learn, but you only allow to learn this and that. Right? Oh, so look at the Mishnah Berurah. Vataz, mefakbik mo'ed aminias alimud b'shabes, umesayim dalem b'shabes achatzais lehivsitzchara, vahainu afilu kshachal tishabav b'shabes, v'kolshken shachal erv tishab, v'nir, yeshichum zachat afilu kshachal b'chol, kamachoyen mekim. He says, tichash, even this year. Now, if it's a full avelis, like Kaiva May, why should it be muta? So I don't know how to be mechalk. Why dafka? I didn't tell you the taste, so I should have told you. Okay. So, but like this, Taisis Amayit Kot Lamashu says, the din is Machoik Zushainim, an oinein. What's the status of an oinein? What is an oinein? Is an oinein not an avel, or is an avel plus? So you'll tell me, how could you say he's an avel? I, an oinein, what is, he's allowed to
wear shoes,
exactly. Or he's allowed to
learn?
No, oinein's not allowed to learn. He's part, what? Well, anybody can eat. An oval also can eat. No, but what is he allowed to do that an oval is not allowed to do?
Could he wash?
He can't wash. No, oval is not allowed to wash. Well, we'll see. What? He's allowed to sit on a regular. Okay, 1 second.
Not really.
So Ramban says an oinein is an oval plus. It means he can't eat basa, he can't drink yain. He doesn't do a tifa. In old days, he used to do a tifa sarayish. Novelty, we don't do nowadays. So how come he doesn't do it? They used to take off the shoes. How come he doesn't do it? So Dr. Ramban, because the whole reason an oinen is supposed to be, it's part of mitzvahs to be take care of the mace. If we'll be busy doing atifas rosh, kfiyas amita, neil sasandal, he'll be busy with that and not take care of the mace. However, to sit on a chair, says the Ramban, an oinen is not allowed to sit on a chair. And that's the psak in Shulchan Aruch. So all of you will say, but every Levaya I go to, the Oinen is sitting on a chair. So ask him next time, what's the Heta? I don't know. It's not a Pasha the Heta. It's not a Pasha the Heta. The place can bring, it's uncomfortable. He sits there 7 days. Not Pasha. Yankov Kamenetsky, I was told, sat on when Reb Zelig was Nifter, if anybody noticed, Reb Kalman sat on the floor. He sat like on the stage, but he sat on the floor. He didn't sit on the chair. That's the din. Taisus argues, but we hold like Ramban now. Taisus holds he's not an oval. The reason he doesn't do it is because he's not an oval. I frak Taisus, so he can do rechitza, he can do tasha shemita. Taisus holds he can do rechitza. Right? Tasha shemita is muguna dove. Imagine a guy's a nine and he's banging his mace, and he says, no, is sir, you can't call it us sir because he's not an oval yet. So where does it fall? But muguna dove. So it could be, I found Rav Dayan, he doesn't make the tzushel, Dayan Vaznar Lavashom, says, and this shayla, he says, a cotton is mechuyev to fast. Asar Bav. There's a velus on Shabbos, and it's a Tashum. He says, no, it's a velus because it's Tisha B'Av. Therefore, it's not you're an Avel. The Pshat and the Harayim, he doesn't say it. The Raya is a Leil Tevila, we're Mekel. We're Mekel Leil Tevila. How could you be Mekel if you're not Mekel for regular Avel Berego? Teretz must be that it's Maguna Dover to go do be Isaac in it. Echveitz Maguna Dover to wash us out. I would say Pashas will be Mutta. Mishabu Paskin, Minchas Chinuch Paskin, not that way. But you see, a lot of learns, you see, can't have the Toika for Veils. Chutz from the fact that what Gavriel said is also correct. Not everything is chal, only the Avelis is chal, like the Menachas Chinuch said, not the Titus. What do you mean you're making a Tashlumen for what? A Tashlumen for the Avelis? You're making a Tashlumen for Avelis, but not for the Titus. So the kid he has to be Neug Avelis, but not Titus. It would be very schwer to be Mechalev. So the Minig Olam is, in such a Maisa, is that they say that the kid should fast. The kid should fast, especially, I think maybe Yomi was saying that before, that the pshat is if the whole tzibah is fasting, how could you be maneh? So that's what I think what you're saying. And if the whole tzibah is fasting, okay, the ikka, anyway, this year should be nehepach l'sosim asimah, it should be yom. Shouldn't have the shayla. We'll have the shayla about yom.
You have been listening to a presentation of Ben's Torah.